you know, Guru speaks about self-transcendence. And nobody in the universe actually did self-transcendence more than Guru. This was one Christmas trip. I was not able to do much manifestation. There was not so much we weren't allowed. Maybe it was like a certain type of country where we could not manifest much. So what Guru did, he said that every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, he would call me and dictate poems to me. But I should type them up secretly and do not tell anyone. So every morning he would dictate. It was magnificent for me to write down, and I typed up the poems. And by the end of the Christmas trip, I had many, many thousands of poems. And Guru said, please now bring the poems to me in folders. And so I did. During the day, he would dictate poems in the meeting room. The girls would write them out and type them. And at the end of the trip, Guru asked the girls, so what is the grand total of poems that I have done on the Christmas trip? And it was some very big number, you know, like 10 or 15 or 20,000, let's say. And then Guru said to the girls, because they were very carefully counting, you know, and then Guru, like a mischievous boy, Guru said, oh, I think you are missing many thousands of them. He said, and here are 3,000 more you have not counted. So he gave the girl, he had this whole big stack, and he gave it, and the girls were astounded. And then he told them, he said, secretly, I've been dictating poems every morning, as well as during the day. Anyway, it was just like so sweet, because Guru had such eagerness for self-transcendence, you know?